Good morning and beautiful day. After gray and lot of rain, I guess it's a much relief to see the blue sky and the sun. I think today live up to the name of this state. The sunshine state. Until then, I think it didn't live up to its name. I was wondering why it is called Sunshine State. As a part of the, for last four, 3 days and today 4 days, morning, we have been doing short explanations and then the practice in relation to different Buddhist deities. And today we are going to be doing what is known as Medicine Buddha, Healing Buddha. Of course, a lot of time when we think of the healing of Medicine Buddha, we only relate with something kind of illness, related with illness. But the Medicine Buddha's practice can be very helpful, beneficial. Dealing with, of course, illness when ourselves or someone who might be having some health issues, challenges, to the practice. And not only for healing, but also is very powerful also for purifying. And so therefore, again, it is highly recommended practice to do. When someone pass away, so that it can help to purify their negative energies so they can have better transitions. So it's also a very powerful way to have better transitions by purifying the negative karma or negative energy. And also it's powerful. When we do this practice with the chanting in that way, it can help us mind to bring more calm peace. When our mind is disturbed by whatever feelings, emotions, when you are able to do the practice, and if you are able to just chant it, the mantra, and then if you do the practice, then again, it can help your mind to be quiet and calm and peaceful. So it also help. And again, it's something that a lot of people have found helpful, beneficial in that. Also, it can be also powerful contributing to stopping the obstacles and natural disasters and so forth. So the way it works, like in any other practice in relation to the deities, is whether we talk about our health, the reason why we have, when we do have health problem, why we do have health problem is because of multiple cause and conditions. It's not just one cause and condition, multiple cause and conditions, as Buddha explained about all the dependent arisings, which our health is also dependent arisings. And the reason why it come to that, ourselves or anyone, is due to multiple cause and conditions. And among those multiple cause and conditions, there are external cause and condition, internal cause and conditions that come together. And coming together, external and internal cause and conditions that lead to such as, health issues. Dealing with the external cause and conditions, then we rely on other cause and condition to change that, to cure, to to cure it, to relieve from that, you know, to recover, to stop, you know. So we use whatever external cause and condition that can contribute to us reducing the pain and for the cure or for recover. You know, and of course that can be many different kind of treatment, different kind of medicine or treatments that there is available. In dealing with the internal cause and condition, that also contributes to all such situations, then such practice help. Such practice, such as the medicine Buddha, is to help to change the internal cause and condition that contributes towards that. Through such practice, it can change, purify, and change the internal cause and condition. So it is combining both. While we do this practice, also we rely on external cause and condition to release or relieve, but also we use this practice mainly to change the internal cause and condition that contributes towards that. And that could be same with any other conditions, you know. When there's a natural disasters, there's internal cause and condition and external cause and condition that contribute towards that. And in relation to the external cause and condition, then we have to change those external cause and conditions to stop such kind of disasters. But also there's a contribution to internal cause and conditions, and those internal cause and condition then which we need to, you know, get rid of, which we need to change, and that is through such as such practice can help to do that. Mm-hmm. And so either sometime we only try to rely on external cause and conditions and try to change only the internal external cause and condition and not paying attention to the internal cause and conditions, or sometime the other problem is then we think, oh, I can fix everything by just this focus on this practice by just focus on internal cause and condition and not paying attention to the external cause and conditions. Both, you know, the better approach is trying to focus both external and internal cause and conditions in order to fix whatever situation, whatever problems. And so those practices are more to do with the internal cause and conditions. And then of course we also have to take care of the external cause and conditions. I just wanted to clarify that, how it works, you know. So then in the medicine Buddha, you know, as we talk for the last 3 days, all of those deities of the Buddhas are manifestations of inner qualities, you know, inner certain qualities. And so this medicine Buddha is, you know, the inner quality of, you know, healing, you know, again, the healing energy, you know. And it is the highest, it is the manifestations of the highest level of that inner qualities of the healing inner energy. Also, we can understand also the medicine Buddha is the manifestations of the all the fully enlightened healing energy in that form in order to, you know, help to heal, you know, physical illness as well as the emotional, mental illness. And ultimate healing is when we are able to heal, you know, our selfish attitude and self-grasping ignorance. And when there is no more through relying on such practice, in other form of practice, meditations, together, and when we are able to heal or get rid of the selfish attitude and self-grasping ignorance, and that will be the ultimate healing. And when we are able to heal of that, then you know there is no more of mental illness or pain that we experience, you know, mental stress because of too much fear, worry, anxiety, or so many things. You know, we have too much mental stress. The reason we have mental stress is because we have too much fear, worry, and anxiety about so many things. And due to that mental stress, then it also brings physical stress. And that mental state affects our physical well-being. And also when there's too much stress, then, you know, on mental level, then, you know, your high pressure can go up. Your, if someone has a sugar, it can go up, you know, it can. So again, your mental state affect your physical well-being. And it is a, is not, is an experience of people who have those issues. And I noticed myself last year when I was my brother, one of my brother has, you know, diabetes. Because in Nepal they didn't have this, the sensors that you have and that you can monitor 24 hours, you know, so I got something for him and so we're trying to monitor that. And we see, you know, when he's going up and down and what he eat, what he does. Normally when he get up, is good. Normally his morning is always kind of before he start eating anything, every time seems good. One day I check it and he's way up. And I told him, I asked him, what happened, you know? Normally morning, you always has normal. And today is not only high, it's very high. And then he told me, you know, he was stressed out because he had to go, get up 3 in the morning and go somewhere because, he got a news that there was fire in one place. And so that stressed him out, you know, the worry and fear and all of that and stress. And that stress, mental stress of that, is that shook his. And so it is, and also I heard from other friends who had blood pressure, is similar, you know. And these are very, very clear that our mental state, how not only it affects emotionally, mentally, but how it also affects on physical well-being. And so therefore, what I was talking about, the ultimate healing, you know, the ultimate healings, you know, when we have been healed of selfish attitude, self-grasping, there's no more of all these other, you know, afflictive emotions. And through that, then there is no more of all this fear, worry, and there is no more mental stress and all. Through that, then not only it heals your mind, emotion, but also it can help to heal your body as well, your physical as well. So, of course, our ultimate goal is to have that ultimate healing. At the same time, trying to have, you know, whatever temporary healing that it needs in our body and mind. And so the practice helped to do that. And so that is the medicine Buddha is the manifestations of all the enlightening healing energies in that aspect, in that form. You know, even the color of the, so again, everything, you know, represent and symbolize the healings. The blue color, color of lapis lazuli, that's a special healing stone, you know. That is the color of the medicine Buddha. And that the color, that the blue color of lapis lazuli symbolize the healing energy, you know, and also implement that he hold, you know, in his right hand, the gesture of gesture or the mudra of giving, you know, with the thumb, between the thumb and first finger, he hold this medicinal plant, arura. Again, that symbolize the healing, the medicine, holding that medicine plant, you know. In the left hand, you know, holding the bowl, also the bowl is made out of that, again, lapis lazuli, and again, symbolizing the bowl, also healing, and inside is the nectar and medicinal plant, which also symbolize the healings. Other than that, then it is very similar like what you see the Buddha Shakyamuni, you know, wearing the monk's robe and in a full sitting mudra or posture, you know, and so. So then, a little bit on the mantras, because when we use such practice, you know, part of this practice, with every practice, first we start with the right intention, motivations. The motivations is not only to heal yourself, but to heal others who need those help, all sentient beings. You know, some of them need physical healing, some of them need emotional healing, but we all need mental healings. You know, healing from all the afflicted emotions. You know, even though we might be thinking some specific individuals in our life who need help because they are dealing with a lot of health issues, even though we might be keeping those specific in our practice, or someone who have passed away, and the person who have passed away, as well as people who have left behind and with a lot of grief and that, you know. So again, you know, all who need those help, even though we keep more, remember, try to keep those more specific in our mind while we do the practice, but at the same time, we try to think of all sentient beings as well. So keep our mind intention broader, much more broader, including all sentient beings. So the whatever practice we do, any form of meditation we do, is always good to have that kind of broader intention and motivations. So your practice become more meaningful, more powerful, more helpful, beneficial. Of course, you know, since this is Buddhist practice, so we do the refuge, and it's a, since it's a Mahayana practice, then the Bodhicitta, so that's why we have refuge in Bodhicitta. But if you are not a Buddhist, if you don't want, you don't need to do that. You know, if you don't feel comfortable, you don't need to do that, to do the practice. And then next, we have a seven-limb practice. And those seven-limb practice are some practice are part of purification, some practice part of, you know, accumulating merit. And accumulating merit is part of practice of gathering the conducive conditions. Just like when we try to plant a seed for a better result, or plant from that seed to have the full potential of that plant, you know, not only we need a healthy seed, We need a healthy seed. That is the main cause for the plant. But also we need to clear the earth, the soil. Without clearing the earth, the soil, even if you have a healthy seed, it might not grow well. But not only you need to clear the soil, also you need to have all other conducive conditions, such as moisture, heat, and all other, maybe good air, all of that. Without all those conducive conditions, again, even you have a healthy seed, it cannot grow. So you need what? Seed, and clear the soil well, make it the soil more suitable, and then other conducive conditions. And when all these come together, you will have better result. Same in our practice, the meditations, whatever meditation you are doing, whatever form of meditations, there are many different forms of meditations. Whatever form of meditation you do is like the seed. And the purification is the one that, like the clearing the obstacles, the soil. And the accumulation of metta is part of that, creating the conducive conditions. And when all these come together, when you try to integrate all these practices, then you have better result in your spiritual experiences. So that is why similar practice we have here in that. Again, if you want to do a little bit more extensive than those. And then we have a short mandala offering, which is also another part of accumulating merit or creating conducive condition. Then there is a four immeasurable, the practice of, immeasurable love, compassion, joy, and equanimity, which help us to cultivate, to awake to altruistic attitude of awakening mind, the bodhicitta mind, as well as someone who have already cultivated that mind, then through this four immeasurable practice, it helps to maintain and retain and improve that bodhicitta, that awakening mind of the bodhicitta, which is that awakening mind of the bodhicitta and the wisdom, realizing the emptiness, is the key to have ultimate healing. They are the one, those are the one that can destroy the selfish attitude and self-grasping ignorance. And by destroying them, then one have the ultimate healing. And so therefore those practice also become an important part of those practice to have better result. Yeah, and then the praise to medicine Buddha, and then reciting the mantra. While you recite the mantra, then we visualize, certain visualizations from that mantras, light and nectar flows and cleansing and purifying and healing, so that is part of the, while you chant the mantras and you visualize, you imagine and visualize, cleansing and purifying, all of that. So that is part of the practice, also medicine Buddha is very powerful for healing and for purifying and all of that, because the medicine Buddha at the time of when he was on the path as a bodhisattva, he made 12 incredible vows or prayers, and among those 12 vows and vows are those to be, for him to be able to help and heal sentient beings who are sick, and also to purify the sentient beings and to help them to, protect them from the lower rebirth and so forth, and so therefore that is why it's powerful for someone who have died, also powerful And so those are the vows of the prayer that he made when he was on the path. And when you achieve enlightenment, then, you know, those prayer has been perfected and completed. And through the perfections and completion of those prayer, then when we rely on that deity and with other conditions practice, then it become beneficial, helpful in dealing with those different issues. The mantra itself, again, most of the mantras, you know, there is a little meanings and then kind of more hidden meanings, more spiritual hidden meanings, you know. Bekanze meaning, you know, healer, great healer, you know. Bekanze mean healer. Maha mean great. Maha Bekanze, great healer, you know. Ranza mean the king, you know, king of the healer, you know. So basically, you know, paying homage or making prostrations and requesting to this, the healer, the great healer, the king of healer, you know, the medicine Buddhas, to help us, you know, to get healed from the whatever physical, emotional, mental illness. So that is attracting and invoking that energy, you know, invoking that healer for that help and support. Then the hidden meanings, you know, the first healings, you know, healing from the protecting or healing from the lower rebirth and suffering of lower rebirth. You know, second healing from the samsara, the cyclic existence, and all the suffering of cyclic existence. You know, and the great healing is, you know, healing from the selfish attitude and the subtle imprint that is left by the delusions. And so with that, then it shows what we call, in other words, the practice of renunciations, the bodhicitta, and wisdom realizing emptiness. And so, and by actualizing those three qualities within ourselves, then we can heal ourselves, and not only heal temporarily, but have the ultimate healings as well. And so again, when we recite that, also is a reminder of us that you want to cultivate those healing energies, internal healing energy of, you know, to renounce mind, to altruistic intention of bodhicitta and wisdom realizing emptiness, you know. And by through actualizing those healing energy within ourselves, then we heal ourselves and we are able to heal others. To keep it little, without going too much details, simplify, maybe that is all. So that is the practice that we are going to be doing. And when you take home, if you find beneficial, you can do all. If you find some of them not sure, then you can skip that part and you did the part that you can relate. So try to keep your back straight if possible. Keeping your back straight always helps to be more alert, more awake. And with that, when your mind is more alert and awake, then it helps your mind have more clarity. While you try to keep straight, also not to have too stiffness or too tight or uptight. Try to just make yourself relax as much as possible, both your body and mind. and then try to feel the weight of your body on the cushions or the chair. And then let your breath to flow naturally. And observe the breath mindfully. And then try to have awareness of what you observe. Simply just observing and being aware. Once your mind is settled down, quiet, in moment present, then we can try to reflect, contemplate. Our life cannot be more meaningful and better than to be able to help and benefit other sentient beings as much as possible who are suffering and who need help all the time. Therefore, the purpose of my life is to be as much help benefit as possible to as many sentient beings as possible, the suffering sentient beings. And in order to be more help, benefit to other sentient beings, I need to develop myself with more wisdom, more compassion. Become more enlightened. The more enlightened we are, with more kindness, compassion, more wisdom and wise, the more we are able to help benefit oneself and all other sentient beings. Therefore, in order to cultivate those inner healing energy of true love, compassion, bodhicitta mind and wisdom, I'm going to engage in this practice of meditations. And I'm also going to do this practice meditations so that everyone who is not feeling well on physical level, emotional, mental, so that they all can recover and cure as quickly as possible, and to cure fully. Our families, friends, colleagues who are dealing with those health issues, as well as all others who are dealing with different illness. Especially those people who have been injured in those earthquakes, and people who have lost loved ones or loved everything they have, and feeling so much mental anguish, pain, sufferings. To heal all of them, we are going to do this practice also for all of them. And I'm going to do this practice for also those who have died in that earthquake and all over the world. So there's more peace in their transitions, so they can have better high rebirth. And I'm going to do this practice in order to heal all sentient beings from their illness, negative karma, delusion, obscurations. May this practice become cause and conditions for me to achieve my highest potential, fully awakened state, so I can be greatest help and benefit to each and every sentient beings, day and night, effortlessly, limitlessly. So then we can imagine, visualize all sentient beings surrounding ourselves as vast as the space, or in human form, engage in a practice together with us. Especially, we can think of those for whom you want to do this practice more specifically. For sure, we can keep all those people who have been affected by the earthquake and other natural disasters as well. Then, in the space on top of your crown, you visualize lotus. On top of the lotus, there's a moon cushions. On top of the moon cushions, there's the Mason Buddha, who looks similar like Buddha Shakyamuni, but blue in color. With his right hand on top of the right knee, in a mudra of granting a sublime realizations, holding the medicinal plant. Left hand on the lap, holding the bowl made of lapis light, filled with nectars and medicinal plant. And in sitting, full Vajra posture, wearing the monk's robe, and with all the signs and marks of the enlightened being. On the top, with the Ushnisha pinnacle, long ears, dark blue hair, curly, with a very peaceful face, looking at you, love of the mothers of all the child, and while at the same time gazing all sentient beings. The eyes slightly closed, slightly open, slightly smiling with compassion. And it is light body, not a concrete physical like ourselves, but more a kind of rainbow light body, radiating with light, blue light. Looking at us with compassionate eyes, accepting as we are without any judgmental thought, unbiased, unconditional love and compassion. That medicine Buddha is the manifestations of all the enlightened healing energies. So it encompasses all the enlightened beings and their healing energies. Also, it is inseparable from our Guru. And also the medicine Buddha understand each and every sentient being, their state of mind, their level of mind, their predispositions, and to be able to guide and help according to the need of each and every individuals. So with that, we go to refuge and generating bodhicitta prayers. I go for refuge until I am enlightened to the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Supreme Assembly by my practice of giving other perfection. May I become a Buddha to benefit all sentient beings. The seven limb prayer. Reverently, I prostrate with my body, speech, and mind. I present cloth to every type of offering, actual and imagined. I declare all my negative actions accumulate in beginning time. I rejoice in the merit of all holy and ordinary beings. Please remain until then. And turn the wheel of Dharma for living beings. I dedicate my own merits and those of all others to the great enlightenment. The short mandala. This ground and earth is a fulfillment, stone and flower. Adorned with Mount Meru, four continents, the sun and the moon. I imagine this a Buddha field and offer it. May all living beings enjoy this pure land. Idam Guru Dana Mandala Gami Ataya. So, with the each of four invisible, we recite and we stop with each of them to try to really feel each of them. Not just recite, but really try to feel it. May all sentient beings have happiness and causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and causes of suffering. May all sentient beings not be separated from high rebirth and the bliss of liberation. May all sentient beings abide in a state of equanimity, free from attachment and hatred, free from holding some close and other distant. the first two medicine Buddha. Bless one whose compassion for all is equal. Simply hearing your name dispel the suffering of lower realms. Buddha or medicine, you who heal the sickness of three poisons, light of life is lastly, to you I pay homage. So then, we make a heartfelt request on the behalf of all sentient beings, especially for those who really are struggling with their health issues. We make heartfelt requests to the Guru Medicine Buddha to help us to heal ourselves and all those sentient beings. To heal from all the physical pain, sickness, all the emotional pain, illness, as well as all the negative karma, the potential for future pain and sufferings. Also to heal from all the disturbing negative emotions and obscurations. And help us to develop those healing energy so that we can heal ourselves and help others to heal. Imagine the Medicine Buddha is extremely pleased with your request, with that good intentions, and grant your request. At the heart of the Medicine Buddha, visualize moon cushions, on top of that, the blue Hung Salepo, and then surrounded by the Medicine Buddha mantras, clockwise or standing. And again, with its own sound, natural sound. As we recite the mantra, imagine, visualize from the Hung Salepo and the garlands of mantra at the heart of the Buddha Shakyamuni, Buddha Medicine Buddha, light and nectar, white bluish, white and nectar flow into oneself from the head down to the bottom, cleansing and purifying all the physical illness, discomfort. All the negative karma, all the delusions, all the obscurations, completely cleansing, purifying, and healing from all of them. And the light and nectar that flow from the garlands of mantra is actually that the enlightened healing energy that comes through enlightened healing energy of compassionate wisdom energy in that form. So while keeping that visualization, then we recite the mantra. Daya ta om be kanze be kanze ma be kanze be kanze raja samogate soha. Daya ta om be kanze be kanze ma be kanze be kanze raja samogate soha. Daya ta om be kanze be kanze ma be kanze be kanze raja samogate soha. Daya ta om be kanze be kanze ma be kanze be kanze raja samogate soha. Daya ta om be kanze be ma be kanze be kanze raja samogate soha. Convictions that as the enlightened healing energies flow in the form of, you know, nectar and light into oneself from the very top, and cleansing and purifying all the illness in the form of, you know, blood and pus, that when you go to bathroom, flush all this in that form completely. Especially whatever we're dealing with, especially the moment that light and nectar touch that area, it completely heals. As well as all the negative karma, the inner cause and conditions, as well as for future inner cause and conditions, all of them also being completely cleansed, purified, flush, like being flushed, all the unwanted, unhealthy cells, bacteria, in the form of that. All the delusions, you know, defilements and the obscurations are completely cleansed, purified, and healed, like being flushed away in the form of very dark energy, completely flush away, cleanse, purify, and transform. Imagine that yourself becoming like a crystal clear, light, transparent, like a rainbow-like body, without any trace of any of the illness and negative energies, not even one atom. As we recite more, you know, from that garlands of mantra and home syllable, more kind of bluish light color pour down, flow into oneself, and then fill up from the bottom to the top, filling all our body and receiving all the blessing of enlightened body, speech, and mind, all the spiritual realizations, especially the enlightened healing energy to heal oneself of all the physical, emotional, mental illness, as well as to be able to heal others of all of those. So it's like the pouring down all enlightened healing energy, like a rain or like a snow, and feeling all yourself. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samu kade soha. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze raja samu kade soha. Tayata om be kanze be kanze maha be kanze be kanze Tanda samo gade soha, tayata om be kante be kante, maha be kante be kante. Tanda samo gade soha, tayata om be kante be kante, maha be kante be kante. Tanda samo gade soha, tayata om be kante be kante, maha be
Kante be kante, randa samo kate soha.
So imagine and visualize the total convictions that we receive, all the blessing of enlightened body, speech, and mind. Fill our whole body with that. All the spiritual realization, especially highest level of unconditional love, compassion, and the wisdom, and all the highest level of enlightened healing energy. Fill with all of that. Every atom in our body is made of that spiritual realizations and those healing energy. Every cell of our body is made out of that spiritual realization and healing energy. Due to that spiritual realizations and healing energy, that we are filled with great bliss. Then the Guru Medicine Buddha melt into the light and then dissolve into yourself. And your most subtle body, speech, and the mind, and the Guru's enlightened body, speech, and the mind become one, inseparable. As well as the Medicine Buddha's enlightened body, speech, and mind, and our and Guru's holy body, speech, mind all become one, inseparable. Try to experience that oneness of yourself, the Buddha, and the Guru. There is no separate and outside guru from your own nature of the mind and yourself. And there is no medicine Buddha who is outside and separate from your own nature of the mind and yourself. Nor there is a separate self outside of the Buddha and the Guru, all one. Then we try to reflect, contemplate the pain and suffering of all sentient beings, some of them extreme suffering, extreme heat, extreme cold, extreme hunger, thirsty. Some of them, you know, ignoring. Some of them, extreme suffering of sickness, aging, death. Suffering of having lost your loved ones. Suffering of losing everything that you had. Not knowing how what the future holds. So especially those who are affected by those earthquakes, and that they are experiencing so much pain and sufferings, physical, emotional. And each and every sentient beings is suffering from not having the freedom from the karma and the delusions, totally overwhelmed by the karma and delusions, being prisoner of their karma and delusions. So try to reflect, contemplate their pain, suffering, and try to feel strong compassion, the wish to relieve them and free them from all those suffering and cause of suffering. Strong wish to lead them to true happiness. With that strong wish to free them from the suffering and lead them to happiness, then as we recite more, imagine from the heart of yourself all the healing energies and spiritual realization that are manifest as the light rays and radiate in all 10 directions and reach each of those all sentient beings. In the moment it touched them, they are being healed of all their illness, pain and suffering, and cause of suffering. All the delusion, all the negative karma, delusion, obscurations. So while keeping that visualization, we recite, Daya da om be kanje be kanje maha be kanje be kanje ranja samo gate soha. Daya da om be kanje be kanje maha be kanje be kanje ranja samo gate soha. Daya da om be kanje be kanje maha be kanje be Samogate soha, Tayata umbe kantebe kant, Mahabe kantebe kant, Raja samogate soha, Tayata umbe kantebe kant, Mahabe kantebe kant, Raja samogate soha, Tayata umbe kantebe kant, Mahabe.
Raja Samogate Soha, Tayata Om
Imagine, visualize with total convictions at the rays of light radiate from your heart to all 10 directions in the moment it touch each of those sentient beings. All their physical, emotional, illness, pain, suffering are completely being healed, purified. All the negative karma, all the delusion, obscuration, completely cleansed, purified. They all become like crystal clear, without any trace of illness, suffering, and cause of suffering. Light, transparent. As we recite 7 more times, again, as we send more light and radiate, then they receive all the lesson of enlightened body, speech, mind, all the spiritual realization and all the healing energies, especially highest level of bodhicitta and wisdom. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be kante ranta samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be samogate soha. Tayata om be kante be kante maha be kante be ranta samogate soha. So, imagine and visualize with total conviction, they receive all the enlightened, just an enlightened body, speech, mind, all the spiritual realization, all the healing energy, especially the high level of the true bodhicitta mind and wisdom realizing emptiness. And they all transform into medicine Buddha themselves. They all achieve and become medicine Buddha. The whole space is filled with blue medicine Buddhas. Then say you visualize the rays of light that you are radiated in 10 directions dissolve into your heart. And also all the medicine Buddhas also dissolve into yourself. All become one, inseparable. Okay, then we do the dedications. Due to the merit of these virtuous actions, may I quickly attain the state of Guru Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the Supreme Jewel Bodhisattva that has not arisen arise and grow. May that which has arisen not diminish but increase more and more.